Viter in Shas. We are in Chul and Daf Lamed Tes, picking up on the top of the page, three lines down. Yitmar Hashochet es Abehema Lizog Dama Lavodas Kacham. Someone goes and shecht an animal in order to throw the dam for Avodah Zarah. Ulahaktir. In order to sacrifice Chelba Lavodas Kacham, to burn the fats for Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula. He says that it's going to be Asir. In other words, what does that mean? Rashi says Asir Ben Asir. It's going to be Rabbi Shimon Lakish Shimon Mutar. It's not going to be Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula. Rabbi Yochanan says that Psula, you're not going to know. Because Mechashvin Me'avodah La'avodah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says that an intent for Avodah Zarah that took place during one thing is effective even if it's talking about another thing. Right, that is the shechita to the zrika, or the burning of the fats. Right, those that's going to impact it. And we learn out the laws. We learn out and we apply things that happen outside the Beis HaMikdash, a.k.a. Chun dekazachin, from things on the inside. Right, karbanos, things of the sort. So pigel is something which is intent to carry something done in the wrong way. Rish Lakish on Vitaris, he says, no, it's going to be mutter. Why? Because they mechashim evodavada. We don't equate one to the other. Velgamina chutzmifnim. We don't learn that chutzmifnim. Velzah Samaya Bodham going according to their own logic, the Itmar. Shachta Lishma, if somebody shachta chattas for its Lishma, for the proper, you know, proper reasons for Lishma. Lizok Dama Shalishma, but they have in mind that they're going to throw the dam. Shalishma, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula says, Psula, Shaman Omar, then Lakish Omar, Kshera, because we don't compare the two things. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, Mechashvin, and Mevoda Lavoda, Vigamin, and Mechashov is Pigal. And we learn out from the laws of Pigal. Rabbi Shimon, and Lakish, Omar Kshera, and Mechashim, and Mevoda Lavoda, Vigamin, and Mechashov is Pigal. Now, we brought it so far that the Machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish comes out in two places. One is having a mind of Avodah Zarah, and one is having kavanah not for its own sake. Aren't they the same things? We need both. Just what he said by the case of Avodah Zarah. That's where he says that intent for another service is not effective. If you don't want to learn out outside things from inside things. But in the case of intent not for its own sake, when it's necessary only to learn the laws of the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning when you have kavanah, lo lishma, from other laws also imply inside. Maybe you would say he's masking Rabbi Yochanan. He would agree with him, and therefore you have to say it there to show that they're arguing in that case. Just what about him in the case of having lo lishma? He come Rabbi Yochanan. I would thought that only in that case Rabbi Yochanan say that even having intent to another avoda is going to work, because you can learn that from another law that also applies inside the Beis HaMikdash. What's that? Pigal. Of a Bahab, in the case of Avodah Zarah, Eimam Bodi Yili Rav Shem is Lakish. You see, he's masking Rav Shem is Lakish, since the laws of Avodah Zarah, the intent of Avodah Zarah, apply outside the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe Yochanan is going to be masking that they can't be learned out from the laws of Pigal, which apply only in the Beis HaMikdash. And if that's the case, Rav Yochanan would paskin that where one shechling the animal with intent to throw its dam for Avodah Zarah, then it was going to say mutter. Sricha, therefore, had to say both of these cases. So they argue in both situations. Masiv Rav Sheshes, the Gemara Sakasha and Rav Sheshes. But that's not true at all. What I meant to say is Rav Sheshes as Sakasha. Omer of Yosef. Yosef said, Kal v'chomer devar. You can look at a Kal v'chomer. Uma b'makum shemachshava posel is b'mugdashim. In a case where machshava is going to actually posel something, in the case of mugdashim, Eina kol holech ela achar oved. Everything seems to care. The only thing that seems to matter is the intent of the one who's actually doing the service, not the baal, but the one that's actually doing it. Makom she'en machshava posel b'chulin, and in a case, so then in a case of makom she'en machshava posel b'chulin, in a place where machshava will not pasel, where intent will not pasel, meaning what's that case of b'chulin? Ain't no din shakol shelo yehakol holech ela achar shochet, right? Then isn't it a kal v'chomer? Surely that everything will depend only on the intent of the shochet and not on the owner. Mm-hmm. Now, frek the Gemara, my ain machshava pasas b'chulin. What does it mean when it says
this concept when that intent it doesn't invalidate the case of chulin. Ilim edul apostle klal. If you want to say that means that intent's not going to apostle chulin things at all. So elas vicha davarut kochavim the mitzvah hechem mishkachasa. How are you going to find a case of shechita favor zayim? In which case the animals ever that's going to be also wherever you find the case. If you take it straight up, then the Torah's isar against getting enough from an animal shechita favor zayim could never actually happen. El pshita me avoda la avoda. Rios is talking about intent. That took place during one avoda, but pertains to another avoda. Halchigamar, uma b'makom shemachshava poselis b'mukdashin me'avoda la'avoda, in a place where machshava will pasel in hektish areas from one avoda to the next. In hakol holich el acher oved, everything goes depends on the one who's doing the actual service itself. Makom shein machshava pasels b'chulin me'avoda la'avoda. Then the case where you have chulin, where the intent that took place during one avoda, but applies to another, doesn't pasul it. El ba'osa avoda, only that particular one. Ein odin shalei hakol holich el acher shochet. Then surely it should be that everything depends only on the shochet. So it comes out in reference to kavana. To intent to another service, to another avoda, and we also make a distinction between chulin and hektish, that such kavana would invalidate in the case of hektish, but not in the case of chulin, which kind of goes against both of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Pinim kasha Rabbi Shimon Lakish, chutz kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have that what Rabbi Yossi says about inside, meaning things that are muktash, is going to be a steer to that to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, who says that kavana pertaining to another avoda does not passel even muktashin, and chutz kasher yochan. And what we also said about the outside, I meaning stuff that's chulin, is going to be a steer to Rav Yochan, who says that such a kavana is going to invalidate even things that are chulin. Says Gemara. That makes sense that Pnim, according to Reish Lakish, is not a kasha because Ham Mekmeid the Shem Mekmeir B'Yochanan. Maybe Shem Lakish said his shtickle only before he heard from what Rav Yochanan heard. Halabas Shem Mekmeir B'Yochanan. That's after he heard it, so he switches it. Now the Chutz Kasha Rav Yochanan. But what Rav Yossi says about the outside of the Beis Hamikdash is a steer to Rav Yochanan, who most of la, whom of farakla. Rav Shesh has brought this question, and he actually answered it himself. Be'arba avodos. Yeah, so he asked it, and he answered. Who most of la, whom of farakla. Be'arba avodos. Rav Yossi is talking about the kavana during the arba avodos. That's when doing these four, these are the main ones. Rav Shesh says, be'arba avodos, hada katani. Ein machshava poselos bechulin lab me avoda lavoda kamer el ba'ar bavodos kamer. It's not one of the another. It says gemar vach kamer uma b'makom she machshava poselos b'ugdashin ba'ar bavodos ein hakol holich ela acher ha'oved. Just like in a makom that machshava is gonna pasul, right, if it's during any of the arba avodos, and still ein hakol holich ela acher ha'oved. Nothing matters except for the one who's doing the actual avoda. Beep, turn the page. Makom she'ein machshava poselus b'chulin ela b'shtei avodos. And in the case of a chulin, where intent during only two of the things is going to passel it, right? That if somebody shechted an animal through its dam as part of avodah zarah, so then it's going to be effective over there, and the entire animal is going to be muster. And din shlo yakol holich ela achar shochet. Everything goes off clearly after the shochet. Tani kavis rabbi yochum, your breast goes back up your yochum. Hashochet is a behema lizuk dam al avodah kochavim. If someone goes ahead and shechs an animal, they have in mind to throw the dam for avodah zarah. Ulahakter chelba al avodah kochavim, or to burn its fat for avodah zarah. Harei elu zivchei mesim. These are called zivche mesim, sacrifices of the dead. Shechta v'achka chishev aleh. If a yid goes and shechs an animal, then said that he intends to throw its dam or to burn its fat for avodah zarah, then zeh yomaisa b'kesari. The question is whether or not he had a man for shechita before avodah zarah. This happened. V'lo amr ba'al lo isav lehetter. They didn't say either way.
Amr Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, Lomar ba'isra mishum, kavodan d'rabbanan. They didn't say it's asra out of kavod for the rabbanan. I mean, Tanakamra Mishnah says that the kavana of a vodazarnik is not automatically, you don't automatically assume it's a vodazar for a vodazar. Lo hatar mishum kavodan d'rabbi lezer, and they say it's matar because of that of Rabbi Lezer, which says that the intent of a vodazarnik is assumed to be done for a vodazar. Mimai, says the Gemara, who says Dilma ad kan lo kavir rabbanan hasam ela delo shemana dechashiv? Maybe only in the case we don't hear him saying he is in mind for avodah zarah, then we're not going to assume it's for avodah zarah. Avol hakad the shemana dechashiv. This over here, this yid who kind of goes off the derech over here, he has in mind. He said it straight up. Hochiach sof al tchilaso. His end is being proving his beginning. That must be what he had in mind as well in the beginning. So, inami, or we could say, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Eliezer hasam ele gabi avod kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer said that we assume the existence of avodah zarah, the intent for avodah zarah, only in that case by avodah zarnik. The stam achshavas avod kochavim, avodah kochavim, because the stam das of an avodah zarnik is for avodah zarah. Aval Yisrael, right, meaning at the time of Shechita, he's already assumed to be an avodah zarah dick. Yisrael, in the case of a yid, even though he said he had that in mind, it's not a raya, because uchiach sofo atchilosa lo mina. We don't say that the end is proving the beginning. We're innocent until proven guilty. So in the beginning, maybe he was doing the right thing, and then afterwards, you know, he said he did it for avodah zarah. Nah, it's not a raya that means that he meant that from the get-go. So therefore, there's no reason to say out of respect to Rabbi Eliezer, because he might agree that the yid's behavior, you know, the shechita itself was not for avodah zarah, right? And Ella Amar Rav Shizvi says lo amru ba heter mishum kvodo de Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. They didn't find a heter, out of respect to Shimon Gamliel, who says that we rely on this conclusion to tell, you know, the sofo for tchilaso. Which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel are we talking about? Hey, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Elam, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gittin, you want to say about what happened in Gittin, time when Lieutenant Mishnah in Gittin, Tamach Vav, Habari Sha'amar Kisfu Get Lishti. Let's say a healthy man says, write a get for my wife. Ratza L'sachek Ba, and he really did it only like to mess with her. Umaisa Babari Sha'amar, and there was a story about a healthy guy who said, Kisfu Get Lishti, V'olagag V'nafolameis. Then he went up to the... After the get was given, he went up to the roof and then he fell and he died. Remember, Shimon ben Gamliel, im me atzmo nafal reiz a get. If he fell on his own, this is called a get. That means he did it on purpose. This is showing that when he gave these things, he issued the instructions, he had in mind he wants to rid of himself. Therefore, it can be assumed that although he said only the get should be written, he meant it should also be given, right? Someone to the person whose life is in danger, and then we trust that idea. But if the wind pushed him, it's not considered a good get. V'avinam ba'am, we asked a question about this. Maisa listor, would the Mishnah write a story to contradict its own din? And we said, chasur mechzor, I was missing something, so it means to say. Imochir sofa tchila, so if the incident's conclusion shows what he was thinking in the beginning, here is a get. Maisa nami, and also... There was an action, the Bari Sha'amar. I'm sorry, there was a mice. There's a story that happened with a healthy person that says, Kisu get lishti, ready to get to my wife. And Vala Lagag van a full mace, he went up to the roof and he fell and he died. I'm Rav Shimon Gamliel. Im me atzmanafala reza get, vimruach nacho eno get. So Rav Shimon Gamliel clearly shows that the end of the mice is showing what the intention was in the beginning. It says, Gemara, not a riot, because Vidil Mashani hasam de karma kisu. But it's different because he said, actually, in the beginning, he said, going right. But in that case, the Shochet didn't give him any idea of like what he had in mind until after the Shechita. It's the following Shimon Gamliel. The time was at a Brisa. Let's say someone goes ahead and they wrote all his possessions over to others. And they were slaves part of it. And the one who gets it says, I don't want them. The din is, if their second master of it, the one who's getting it, was a kohen, harielu ochel mitruma, and these slaves are able to go in to eat truma because the slaves of a kohen. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, lo mer, kivajomer hala iev sheben, since he says I don't want them, kfar zochel behen yorishim. The yorishim have already acquired these slaves. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the one who's getting it, and he wants to knock it off, it works, and therefore it still belongs to him or
his Yerushim, who are Kohanim, and therefore they're allowed to eat Truma. Favinobom, we asked about this. Latanakama, according to the Tanakama, does the one who's getting it acquire it? Afilo Omir Vitsoveach, even if he's standing and saying that he doesn't want them, he's saying, I'm not interested in having this. In a case where he's screaming from the get-go that I don't want this, it's not corner. But in the case where he is quiet and then later he goes, he says, I don't want it, he's kind of keep it was given to someone else on his behalf. And he's quiet and then he yelled, I don't want it. But he was there when he was handed over to a third party. He didn't say anything right away. Tanakama Sovereign means a Shasa Kanun. In fact, he was quiet. He was Kona. Vahayda Kasavach. Then afterwards, when he said he was arguing, he was yelling, Mahadar Kahadar, but he's changing his mind. From Shem Gamliel Sover, Achiach Sofal Chiloso, his end is proving his beginning, and that he doesn't want it. Vahadar Lo Sovach Mikar, why didn't he yell in the first from the beginning? He argued, Kasavar, Chiloso Liyadah, he didn't come to my hands. I said, Vahachar, should I go and I should yell? Okay. So that's what we're talking about here. Now we saw in the Mishnah whether the wrong intent of the the Baal of the animal can mess up the animal. Now we say like this: I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol Halacha Kaviosi Halacha Zekaviosi, that the owner's intent doesn't mean anything. Hanu Taye Dasu Litzikunya. There were these Arab merchants who came to Tzikunya Yahiv. Dichri letabchi Yisrael. They gave rams to Jewish butchers to shecht. Where did they come from? These people, who were these merchants? Rashi says Yishmaelim ve'enim ochlin elabasa shchuta. Vafilu he meisa me'alea shochet osa la'ochla chin darkon. They would only eat it. It was shechted. Even if it was after the fact, they would do it. It doesn't matter. Oh, so what happened? They gave the rams to Jews to shecht. Amr lehu, he said to the butchers. The blood and the fats are for us to be used for what is our. The hide and the flesh belongs to you. Right? Okay. So what happened? Shlacha Rav Tuvi by Rav Masnilakami Rav Yosef. He asked this question, you know, what do we do? Kiai gav them, what's the din over here? Does the having a mind of what is our intent of these Arabs here? To make it not okay for Anna. Shalach Rabbi Yosef sent back to him, Hachyam Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Halach Rabbi Yosef, Luchas Rabbi Yosef, who says that the owner's intent doesn't matter at all. The butchers can use whatever is given to them, they can have it. Amar Le, Ravacha Beridu Rav Avila Ravashi, Lu Rabbi Eliezer, Gondor Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yosef says that the owner's intent is effective, and even if he owns only a small part of the animal, so he says like this, if a guy give a zuz to a Jewish butcher to buy part of an animal that's about to be shechted, what's going to be the din? Amalei, Rashi said, Chazinan, Iinish Alma hu de lomatsi madchile aser. If the Avodah Zarnik is a powerful man, the butcher can't refuse by returning the zuz and nullifying it, then the animal is going to be aser. V'yelob, if it's not a powerful man, then Amalei, Reishich Vahar. And the butcher can say to him, here's your head, and here's a mountain. In other words, go and bang your head on the mountain. Leave me alone. If you don't take back your money, then you're going to lose it. Since the butcher can back out of entirely, he's empowered to define what's going to be with it. So we assume that he intends to delay the thing until after the shechita, the sale, since it would be not good for him. You know, it's not going to work out well for him to allow it to take effect if it happens earlier. The butcher, therefore, has full ownership of the animal, and therefore he doesn't shecht on behalf of the Avodah Zarnik, and therefore the intent of the Avodah Zarnik has no effect on it because he didn't really own it at that time. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.